Hello, and welcome to Gamer Premonitions Halo Infinite. I have gathered three of the other most intelligent gamers I know, and we've all channeled our gamer energy into seeing the future because we're impatient, and we're here today to share it with you. I have with us, of course, KZ from KZExcellent.com.
Bites, we finished them.
Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
An ancient evil awakens.
And Bob from Gigaboots.
I just want Halo to be good.
That's the saddest one of all.
And I'm, of course, your host, Dan Video Games. We've come here today to share our future facts with you of what is going to be in Halo Infinite. Various little details about it. We're all very excited to share the future with you. So thank you for stopping by. Well, we're going to get right to it.
We're going to get right to the bit where you forget the summary.
Oh, that's right.
It was a bit.
Mr. Feel, what is Halo Infinite?
Halo Infinite is a game that isn't releasing in 2020. It will be available on 6 platforms, 2 of which will run it well, maybe. It will have 60-second load times on 4.5 platforms, run at sub 1080p on 4 of them, and instantly brick at least 2 platforms on boot. It will crash the Xbox OS when you try to do co-op. So, Dan, excited for Halo Infinite?
I was until it threatened the livelihood of every Xbox and PC I own.
This is Feel's summary of Halo Infinite, also known as all 4 of his gamer premonitions.
Holy shit, I did not... Oh, well, everybody's got to die. What's wrong with tonight? So, following up on that powerful summary, Mr. Feel, what's one thing you can tell me about Halo Infinite?
Over the course of Halo Infinite, Cortana will be destroyed, but a fragment of her personality will continue to exist, and it will merge with Exuberant Witness, creating a manic pixie dream girl Cortana that will be the new PR focus character until we all put guns in our mouth.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from here. It seems like a very similar vector to the way they've treated Cortana to date. Ugh. I need to cool down after that one. KZ, can you tell me something about Halo Infinite that isn't quite as nightmarish?
Despite saying the opposite of this, Halo Infinite will feature what they consider a robust battle royale mode. Playable solo or in teams of 2 or 4 players, you can Halo jump into a massive 100-player map, complete with all the Halo content you crave, but with a Battle Royale flavor. But that's not all, Dan. In this mode, which will be called Evolved Combat, you will bring forth, we have the Rec Pack system from Halo 5,
of course,
will allow you to buy and open packs. They contain a large variety of single-use items, vehicles, and weapons that will affect how well you'll do in the game. Also, this mode can't run on every SKU, so it's only going to be on Series X and PC.
Is it at least cross-compatible between those two?
There's no way.
The answer is complicated. You see, right now, it does, but we're looking, and there's just nothing on the roadmap yet.
Okay. Thank you very much, KZ, for your... too real to be comfortable premonition.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Bob, please tell me you have a good premonition for me. These last two are haunting, and I may have trouble sleeping tonight.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of my positive ones that could easily be twisted into awful.
Okay, thank you.
Halo Infinite will be an open-world game. You get a fully explorable Halo ring. And this could be cool, but will probably be terrible because it'll just be an Assassin's Creed level of open world where it's just, there's a ton of objectives and it's all bad.
I thought this was a positive one.
Look.
You spent more time talking about how it will fall apart.
Look, open world
camp. Covenant camp 1 of 30 cleared.
Yes.
This is...
Like, I think it would be... Halo has the capacity to be really cool as an open world. It'll just be Far Cry, though, and I'm really sad.
Okay, I guess it's up to me to have a really positive first premonition.
It's going to be hard.
This is, of course, depending on your perspective. The suit for Master Chief in the cinematic trailer for Halo Infinite resembles some of the older armor timeline-wise, which begs the question, when is this? In the trailer, you see a destroyed Halo. And the thought is, this can't occur earlier in the timeline because they wouldn't know what a Halo is and it shouldn't have been destroyed like that by then. So my theory is Cortana has fused with Master Chief in the future to become the ultimate evil to the galaxy, and the only way they can stop her is by going back in time and getting Master Chief from the past to fight him in the future. You will play as past Master Chief fighting the ultimate fusion of Cortana, who is now rampant, and John. It will be epic.
This is cringy.
Or as we will call him, Pastor Chief.
Future Master Chief, to differentiate himself, will be John St. John. So you have Pastor Chief and John St. John in parentheses. Man, this is I think that would be a fantastic solution to explain why they have a past uniform, because his armor in that trailer resembles the Mjolnir Mark IV, which is an older armor. Wouldn't it make sense to have it now, unless, for all I know, this game begins with him getting nostalgic. They're just like, we got you in that trailer.
I actually have a premonition that's very related to the armor. I can add on to yours.
If you want.
All right.
Yeah.
My explanation for the armor is his new armor gets completely destroyed at the beginning of this game sometime.
Mm.
And then we get a, like, I don't know. There's a name for this trope. There's got to be, where they go back to the old thing. And
back
it's cool.
Basics type of thing.
Yes, and it's cool in its own way. Like in Skyfall, when Bond gets his old Bond car back from the 60s, and it's still awesome. And we'll have a moment like that with Chief, because the new armor, probably Cortana can probably control it because it's more futuristic technology-wise.
Bob, are you telling me that the guy we see in that trailer crying about his wife and kid and how he'll never see them again is going to be our eye-level character who's used to newer technology but is won over by Master Chief's appreciation for vintage tech?
Yes!
He's going to be like, wow, this really is cool. And then Master Chief's going to be like, yep. And then he'll crack open a Bud Light.
Vintage power armor.
Yes, vintage power armor from 2025.
I'm turning into a Raiden.
They're going to blow dust off of it in a really dramatic shot. You sure about this, Chief? I have a job to do in style.
I feel like that will be a moment that'll be hit just as hard as that big important moment in God of War, where they're like, "Oh yeah, we're paying some shit off. This is epic." But it's him putting on that helmet.
Yes.
And then he has to look up and look down again.
Yes, that'll be the first thing he does.
You do it again halfway in the game.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Cortana's gonna try to infect you. And then when you recover from that, he's going to be like, Chief, are you okay? Look up. Now look down. Now look up again.
You have to look up and down to undo the infection. She can't handle it.
The idea that you get the new set of armor so they make you do the look up and look down again, but you're not used to it, so they artificially adjust your sensitivity. So you're not used to going up that fast or that slowly.
Wow. Incredible. Well, we should get to the second round of our premonitions. Lucky for KZ, he gets to start this round. KZ, share with me your second powerful future fact.
The Halo Infinite's campaign is in fact an open world game, but it's an open world RPG. Through it, you'll be battling against a large variety of enemies across multiple locations that you unlock as you play through the game, you know, different planets. However, You'll be leveling up as you take out the enemies, getting stronger. But what we've done is we've taken other open world RPGs and decided that, just like those, the enemies will scale with you. So that they will have higher defense and attacks. So things are always a challenge. You will be able to perform stealth attacks and other strong things with an energy sword. But given that everything's scaled, every slash of an energy sword, if it hits, you can only hit during stealth sequences or stealth attacks, it will deal about 20% of the enemy's health.
Wow.
Sounds incredible. Like a nightmare.
This is going to result into making Halo Infinite's campaign 75 hours long.
I can't wait for ammo types to be a concern. Master Chief, these units are resistant to poison damage. Please change to fire type ammo.
Oh, of course. Of course we have to add those in there, because you get your weapon mods, get all kinds of things to really flesh out your kit. You will never feel stronger as a Spartan than in this game, where you can't kill anything faster than a minute and a half.
Sounds incredible, Casey. I look forward to it.
It's not even a shooter anymore. You just select them, and then Chief shoots automatically until they die, and you have to slow them.
Okay, I put this in my rejected thing. My rejected list of premonitions includes VATS, but worse. But please, move on to someone who isn't me.
VATS, but worse is a powerful, very condensed phrase.
Well, my thought process is you hit the VATS button, but during every action, like initiating it, choosing each body part, because it'll work like the Fallout 3 one, and executing on it, the game will hitch for 2 seconds. He'll just lock up.
No, that's just VATS.
No. This is a special hitch.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's different. It's adding on top of the normal problems.
Oh, okay. So it's an additional 2 seconds of hitch.
It's an additional. It's the hit VATS. The game has frozen. You think it crashed, then it goes.
Okay. Well then, Bob.
What's up?
It is your turn to give us your second future fact.
All right. In the trailer, we see a bunch of Halo rings in an array. Like, we see holograms of a dozen of them or so.
Mm-hmm.
So Cortana's making a ton of them. She's repurposing them all into one giant cannon. I'm not sure what it's going to be used for. It might fire, or it might be a weapon, or it might be some sort of form of transportation. What I'm saying is she might be building a gun to kill time.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. It's the plot of Enter the Gungeon.
Yes.
She has a gun powerful enough to kill time. That's really powerful stuff. You know what's really, really powerful? Far more powerful than any of those things we've talked about so far. Themes. The theme of Halo Infinite is family, because Master Chief will see his parents by the end of the campaign.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Shouldn't they be dead by now?
They would by now.
Oh, no.
But through timeline shenanigans, when you realize that Pastor Chief is missing something he needs to defeat John St. John, he has to go into the past and retrieve it. And while he's doing that, he sees his parents on the day he is kidnapped.
Oh, no. Is he going to have the full scene like in the Avengers, where Tony Stark talks to his dad?
Yes.
Like, oh, God. It's just that.
It's just that. It literally is just that.
Oh.
I'm sure the voice actor will deliver a great performance. The people writing the script will have some profound stuff going on.
Dad, I love you. I need a gun. It's okay. They'll bring back the piano. They'll do that Halo 3.
He'll have just as much muting.
It'll hit really hard. Mr. Feel.
Yes.
Tell us, what is your second gamer premonition for Halo Infinite, the game that apparently won't ship this year and will crash countless Xboxes?
So, Halo Wars 2 establishes that the Ark still exists, and the end of that game is the creation of a new Halo ring that is stolen by Cortana.
Yeah, I'm still pissed.
This is, of course, the Halo ring that Halo Infinite will take place on. Master Chief will upgrade it into a super Halo ring made to exclusively target AIs.
Whoa!
And that will be how this problem is resolved.
I think he's right, and I'm pissed.
That's just dumb enough.
He won't actually fire it. It will just be used to cause a stalemate or and a time to just unload on fucking Bob and Dan. I'm sorry. The Cortana in Halo 5 isn't Cortana.
Yeah.
They went back on it in the comics.
Yeah, they did.
Yep, we've heard.
Yeah.
What?
So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's not
Cortana. I played Halo 5 with you guys.
The real Cortana is out there somewhere.
That was just a fragment, KZ, according to the comics.
Again, red versus blue did this better.
So either it will just be used as a stalemate, and then Chief will have to solve the insane Cortana problem some other way, or it will somehow be such bullshit that it will somehow only target Cortana fragments.
Oh, man. Red versus Blue did this better is the Luigi wins by doing nothing of Halo.
Again, they did this and resolved their AI fragment plotline before Halo 5 even came out.
But yes, short version, Master Chief will augment the new Halo ring to exclusively target AIs, and that will be the primary thrust of how they intend to solve the problem.
That's so dumb. It's just my
You know,
real.
It'll make sense. I hate it. It'll make sense if it targets Cortana fragments, because what you'll do is you'll find one and have them sacrifice themselves as they're like on some like machine in there. And it's like it'll target ones just like this.
Whew. These are
good.
Yes, that's the way. Thank you. These are good.
They're good. They're good. I've never read premonitions like these. They're so good. I think they're good.
This is some of the best premonitions we've ever been forced to make at gunpoint. Bob, we need to get into round three.
All right.
Tell me, what is your third future fact?
Well,
about Halo Infinite.
Feel whole thing about Cortana fusing with an AI. I can see that, but I have a different theory.
Oh.
I think Cortana and Halsey will fuse and we'll see a human, sexy version of Cortana in this game.
No, Bob, they can't do that. Spartan 2s consider her their mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's called classical literature. He wants to fuck his mom.
That's the old woman, right?
Yes, but yes. Somehow in the process of this, she will become young and hot. I don't know how, but that
I
will
have
happen.
A question. In your vision of this happening, do they do the thing where through the AI energy, you slowly see her arm like recomplete, the one that's like gone?
Oh my god!
Maybe either that or
and
this
it's
is
like
all
dramatic.
And before she loses the arm, I'm not sure.
Jesus Christ.
Or they could be in a new clone body that has her mind and Cortana minds fused. So, there are lots of ways we can get here, gentlemen.
Yeah, no.
Multiple personalities. Chapter black.
It's a lot to deal with. This is my burden to carry. But I won't carry it alone in Halo Infinite. Because as you know, Microsoft really loves making these Halo games a great multiplayer experience.
Yeah, I just talked about
it. Which is why in Halo Infinite, unlike Halo 5, where you have a fire team of unique characters and people are upset that they're not playing as Master Chief, everyone in your four-player campaign playthrough of Halo Infinite is Master Chief from a different timeline. Because of all of the Halos causing disruptions in time, canonically, every person in your fire team is a Pastor Chief.
John's a future past.
I want to see one of them is literally just Doom Guy outfit with the wrist open stomach part.
And it's really going to be incredible stuff, because after he sees his parents, he's going to have his other three hymns to rely upon for emotional support. It's going to be heavy stuff watching all four Johns go through that.
Wait, they're in cutscenes even?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, of course they are. Canonically, do they do a
mocap?
Yes.
Face scan?
Yeah, of course. You can't see it, but he's emoting under the helmet.
Oh, do they not do the Doom Eternal, like, you could see the eyes and they're always angry?
No.
No.
Oh.
Mr. Feel, I'm going to need your third premonition.
Okay, let's see. Halo Infinite will have a Battle Royale mode, but it will not only be a Battle Royale mode. It will also be an Overwatch hero shooter and will have heroes from throughout the series, such as Noble Team and Sergeant Johnson. Sergeant Johnson will be voiced by someone different than in previous games because 343 didn't want to play him. It will be touted as not only the next evolution of game types like Warzone, but also the permanent replacement of Firefight. But because Halo Infinite's development was so fucked, 343 couldn't make it. Gearbox did.
I'm gonna go lie down.
It's a lot to take in.
And that will line up with news of, like, this is why the... This is why no one got bonuses in Gearbox. They had to work on this.
Yeah, I can see the Big Think news where we find that out happening.
You know, that may be the darkest premonition yet. KZ, I'm going to need you to lower that rope so I can escape this.
Okay, well... If you want to escape, the best thing, I guess I could talk about my ending premonition.
Mm.
So at the very end of the game, through various different ways, adventuring through the various worlds and battling against various aliens and AI threat, the final sequence involves you making a choice of one of three options for your ending, because there will be multiple endings in Halo Infinite.
Mm.
Each of them will be lavish cutscenes and sequences that are quite different from one another, giving you a different peek at how things could conclude, one of them just being a complete reset on the continuity and story, maybe starting from square one. One could be continuing from this timeline as things become even more wacky and a new threat emerges, and stuff like that. The reason for this is simple. 343 is going to look at it and pick the most popular one for future Halo games. And it will be even more mask off. They will put a poll within the game 2 weeks after launch, and 3 months after that, they will take whatever wins and make a game on that. And
but they don't need to have a poll. They can put that collecting that data in without that.
Yes, but they want to put in the poll so they can say you the person have an effect on it. The twist here is that it's all a lie. They're just going to pick whatever they want. Player freedom.
They just need to leave a lot of openings so they have no idea what to do with this franchise.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a bad strategy given how things are going.
Yeah. Things seem really exciting.
Okay. Now, if viewers have made it this far, I suggest you steady yourself for spoilers or turn back now, because I'm about to tell you the ending of Halo Infinite. The ending of Halo Infinite is a very emotionally powerful scene where they realize to rectify all of the timelines and prevent any of it from ever happening, John has to kill Halsey in the past. It's a very emotional scene. And at Halsey's funeral, all four Master Chiefs, or Pastor Chiefs, they might be currently contemporary Master Chiefs, so some Master Chiefs, some Pastor Chiefs, are attending the funeral, and it's very dramatic. And then someone says, hey, take off your helmet. And as all four Master Chiefs go to take off their helmet, the camera shot tracks outward, and a branch just barely covers all four of their heads at the exact moment you would have seen their face. That is the end of Halo Infinite. And if you beat it on Elite, you get a reverse shot where two different stop signs cover their faces.
I have a question. What am I going to see when I break this game and, like, move past those branches and stop signs?
A wacky arm inflatable tube man head.
It was all worth it, huh?
Yeah. It was all worth it just for this. Such an emotional scene where four people attend the funeral of the person they just blatantly murdered. Mr. Feel, what is your next premonition?
This is a big launch. Console launching. Game launching with the launch of the console. They claim, but it's not. In theory, launching with the console. This would be the time to really, really market. They will not. There is no game fuel. Die. Microsoft will not have a new form of Halo game fuel made. They won't even try to do any kind of marketing people might get excited for.
No Halo Cheetos. Sad.
That actually is sad. I feel like one of the better things to come out of Halo is the Halo 3 flavor of game fuel, and every year I hope just that one comes back. But it's never been that, and it'll never be the same. KZ?
Yes?
I'm going to need another vision of the future from you. What is your last premonition on Halo Infinite?
You know, I had some other game system ones. I had some story stuff, but I'm a bit more out of my depth on that. I have not experienced the story of every single Halo game. But I had some really terrible ending ideas beyond the one I just gave you. So I will give you a double header of two other ending premonitions that I wrote when I woke up this morning. So the first one is simple. After defeating all of the bad guys, the AI threat has been vanquished. There's going to be the cause of a star exploding. It's going to go supernova. Going to be incredibly exciting, and you're going to find that Master Chief has just been like thrown into it, and it feels like he's going like through a black hole and a warp. It's going to be dramatic. They're like, oh, the Chief's dead, and the credits will roll, and then a post-credit scene, it will reveal that John is doing just fine in current day Earth in the Forza universe, and he is just a man who drives a Forza car.
Is it a McLaren?
It will be whatever car you currently have equipped in this year's Forza game.
Wow, that's really powerful. I think that's a satisfying conclusion to the Halo saga.
I feel like he couldn't fit in a Forza car.
You'd be right.
For some reason, I was also really afraid you were going to say it's the end of Final Fantasy X, but that's the end of Halo as a franchise.
My other ending one, which was a bit smaller scale but more toxic, is the game continues to have fourth wall breaks throughout, culminating in the fact that the next Halo game seemingly is going to kill more than the Halo franchise because it will be setting up a crossover between Halo, Forza, and Gears, all being in the same universe for some reason.
Forza would survive.
Ugh. Yeah.
And it was going to be like PlayStation Heroes on the move, but it was going to be like an Xbox related thing, but as a AAA, quintuple A project.
Oh, just like Heroes on the move.
Yes, all of the factions align. It's like Cortana empowered by whatever the fuck Gears does. Cars are featured in there. There's also Rash from Battletoads.
Oh, cool. Great. Fantastic.
I'm gonna be real, KZ.
What?
If Microsoft had actual franchises, they would absolutely try to do an Avengers thing.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. It's like, next best thing. The Avengers spin with Master Chief, fucking Gears of War Man, Rash from Battletoads, really bad looking Cuphead, because they paid to let him be in the game.
Will Fableman be in there?
Yes, Fableman.
But he's going to be half—he's going to be half good, half evil. Ooh. So he only has one horn
for 12 months until it runs out. Lara Croft will be there.
Oh my god!
We have to patch this character out.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, Bob, I'm going to need you to end our premonitions.
Okay.
What is yours and this show's final gamer premonition? Halo
set
Infinite.
The tone for the end of the podcast.
I have one here that's really toxic. Here we go.
Sounds like you need to do it.
The Flood will be back and they'll each be controlled by their own AI. Cortana will have taken over the Flood and put each of those AI that pledged allegiance to her in control of individual ones. I have some other mechanic ones if you want those.
I don't want anything to do.
And the Magnum is just not in the game.
Wait, what?
Do it.
Magnum isn't in the game.
Why would they do that to me?
Blood Gulch is half the size for balance.
What?
But Blood Gulch is already not huge.
Why is this happening? Why are you saying
fuck
these words?
It. They bring back the gearbox maps.
I was gonna have fun mechanic premonitions like Master Chief now shoots grenades out of like shoulder mounted grenade launchers like Doom Man and things like that. And Bob's like, the game's sad.
Chief uses constraint field, but that's the psychic powers that Didact
is
using.
Oh my god! Of course he does.
I had a quick multiplayer one in which, because of the amount of time and effort they put into the battle royale mode that I suggested at the start of this, they had no time to make any maps for the traditional multiplayer modes. So you have to make those in Forge and get people to download them. And then you'll be able to play the traditional multiplayer modes. They will be locked until then.
Oh, got it. If we're shooting through other ones.
Oh, my God.
That means whenever you play Halo Infinite, everyone yelling, it's Forge maps, will be right.
A chapter where you play is Sad Dad from the trailer, and he's sad.
Thank you very much for joining us for this episode.
Hey, I'm Mark.
Yeah.
Wait, before we end.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Twitter user Dumb Serb for helping me sharpen these knives. Two of these premonitions came from her. Try and figure out which ones.
You know what? Here's my premonition. I think the game will be better than Halo 4, but worse than 5 somehow. There, that's my bold premonition. By the way, the reason why the Halo gun sends him back through time is because he's the chosen one and endowed by powers in Halo 4. There we go. Okay, I'm done. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigaboots Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think Dimension in the future.